correct, and we have other members missing, but there is no apology from any one of the missing members. Honorable Ndapane, Honorable Tsaba are missing. And the whip, Honorable Mahlanya. We have no apology, but we are still correct. We also want to apologize for the late notice for this meeting. The members will remember that the purpose of this meeting at the earlier stage, as per our agreement, was to meet with the panel of experts who were going to help criticize the work that we are doing, the work that is being done by the committee, sorry, by the department, and then come up with specific recommendations in terms of how to deal with our oversight function. That meeting could not materialize because most of the experts were not available. They have indicated, however, that they will be available at a later date. We thought that this meeting cannot be held back by that because we need to present a report to the House. So we will do this on our own accord, and we will deal with them purely on the oversight role of the committee. I hope my apology has been accepted. Agreed? Thank you very much. I can't take that for granted. For today, our own purpose is to look at this draft report that has been compiled. I must say, I, like all members, I was on holiday. I deliberately became on holiday for the rest of the week. So it will be remiss of me to pretend that I have read the report thoroughly. What I want to propose, though, is that let's deal with this report over the next 2 hours on a page-by-page basis, because it's only 13 pages. I think we will be able to finish it within the 2 hours that we normally take for our meetings. And I must also apologize. I hate apologizing like this, Pumla, especially if I come from home. I leave my home proud that I'm going to work, and now I come here and make apologies. But I must apologize that the minutes of the last two meetings have not been made ready. We will definitely, and we promise, we will give them, we'll bring them, give you the minutes in your pigeonholes and bring them in the next meeting. I hope that's also acceptable. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Fanda. Yes. Can we ask can we ask Ms. November? We will read on a page-by-page basis, Ms. November. So you read up to page 2, on top of 2, the one that says Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, above the strategic context and the key priorities, because we want to see the completeness of the report as it is a draft, so that when we adopt it, we adopt everything. Can you go ahead, ma'am? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. The draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Rural Development and Land Reform on Budget Vote 33, Rural Development and Land Reform, dated 2nd May 2012. The Portfolio Committee on Rural Development and Land Reform, having considered strategic plan, annual plan, performance plan, and budget allocation for the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform 2011 to 2014, and for the Ingonyama Trust Board, reports as follows. One is introduction. On the 18th and 25th of April 2012, the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, together with the Commission on Restitution of Land Rights and the Ingonyama Trust Board, respectively briefed the Portfolio Committee on Rural Development and Land Reform about their annual performance plan for the 2012-13 financial year. During the briefing session, the delegation from the department and the Ingwenyama Trust Board was led by the Director General, Mr. Mdu Shabane. Other members of the delegation were the Deputy Director General, Support Services, Ms. Anne Mashia, Acting DDG Rural Infrastructure Development, Ms. L. Mandela, Archery, Acting Chief Land Claims Commissioner, Mr. T. Mapoto, Acting Chief Financial Officer, Ms. I. Singo, Acting DDG Land Reform, Mr. V. Mahlangu and DDG Social, Technical, Rural Livelihoods and Institutional Facilitation. Dr. M. Swartz, the Ingwenyama Trust Board was represented by the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. N. Bebe, CFO, Mr. N. Amir, and addition, the trustees present at the Ingwenyama Trust Board briefing session were Pastor Zita and Nkosi K.W. Mataba. The framework for consideration of the strategic plans, APPs, and budget involved separate briefing sessions with the department, including the Commission and the Ingwenyama Trust Board. Mechanisms for consideration of the plans and budget included review of committee reports on quarterly expenditure trends for the 2011-12 financial year, analysis of the APP of the department and the Ingwenyama Trust against the strategic plan 2011-14 and the medium-term strategic framework. The committee located the process of considering the strategic plan and budget within the broader role of Parliament to ensure that the department accounts for its planning process towards achieving the vision of creating vibrant, equitable, sustainable, and rural communities. During this process, the committee persistently asked the following questions. In what ways do the plans of the department address priorities of government articulated in the medium term? Are the plans realistic? Has the department allocated enough resources and created adequate capacity to ensure that it delivers on its mandate and the proposed plans? The committee's deliberation critically explored the policy provisions for sustainable programs of land reform and rural development. The Green Paper on Land Reform is seen as an extremely critical policy instrument, which, once approved as a white paper, could be utilized as an oversight instrument to assess whether the department was delivering on its mandate. This report, therefore, accounts for the process carried out by the committee during consideration of the budget vote 33, especially strategic plans and APPs. It details the briefing by the department and the ITB, and the deliberations by the committee where critical assessments of allocations made for particular programs, as well as the capacity of the department to deliver on its mandate, and the plans were carried out. The committee further examined the extent to which the plans would contribute towards achievement of targets of the Millennium Development Goals and the outcomes approach of government. The report proceeds in three sections. Firstly, discuss the plans and budget allocation for the department, including the commission. Secondly, it addresses the ITB plans and budget allocations. Thirdly, records a summary of the committee's observations and responses to the presentations from both the department and the ITB. Throughout the three sections, it provides critical evaluation of the priorities and proposed interventions, especially for the 2012-13 financial year. In conclusion, the report highlights recommendations of the committee. Thank you, sir.
Ms. November. Do we deal with that part and then proceed to the next part after we satisfy that it fairly represents our own collective view on the matter? I propose we do that. Honorable Trolley?
Chair, I support that proposal. And if we stop and deal with it, then we can fix any matters that need addressing. Can I deal with a semantic amendment, Chair, in the very first paragraph, where we talk about the Portfolio Committee on Rural Development and Land Reform having considered to add the strategic plan, comma, the annual performance plans, and the budget allocation?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, the committee will correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know, Chair, I'm not sure of this, the questions that have been highlighted here, because this is the report. Maybe if they can be just rephrased rather than being questioned, because these are not minutes.
I agree that perhaps we should still have the questions, but put differently. We could say that we were considering the report given to us on that basis. We use that as a guide that made us critically look at what they were presenting rather than ask them as questions. Thank you. Can we go on to the next page? I don't see any other comment on the paragraph 1.1. Can we move on to paragraph 2? Honorable van der Linde. We're looking for you.
Yes.
From page 2, 3, page 23, up to the top of page 4.
The Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, strategic context and key priorities for 2012-13. The strategic plan 2011 to 2014 is the basis upon which the work of the department carried out during the medium-term expenditure framework period. The strategic plan draws on the outcomes approach of government, especially outcome 7, that seeks to ensure realization of vibrant, equitable and sustainable rural communities and food security for all in South Africa. And APP further encapsulates key relevant pronouncements of the Cabinet and the President. The Department therefore has crafted its strategic objectives and priorities in a manner that responded to these key policy pronouncements. The mandate for a comprehensive and integrated program of rural development still resides within the DRD DLR, the department is reported to continue endeavoring to address challenges in the rural areas so that the lives of rural dwellers are improved. The Cabinet Lekgotla held in July 2011 identified 22 poorest districts where government needs to scale up delivery of service through rural development programs. The committee notes that the department has identified upscaling of rural development programs aimed at expanding agricultural production by small-scale farmers, extending core infrastructure to rural areas, increasing jobs and skills, and revitalizing of towns. During the 2012 State of the Nation Address, SONA, President Jacob Zuma identified inequality, poverty, and unemployment as the foremost challenges confronting South Africa today. He announced that some of the initiatives that could contribute to addressing the identified challenges, namely realization of a constitutional obligation of restitution of land rights for those who were dispossessed by the 1913, the Green Paper on Land Reform, which has been widely circulated public comment, was also identified as an opportunity of extensive public participation in the redesign of the program of land reform. The Green Paper is expected to provide for measures that could address the challenge of the slow pace of land reform, which has been attributed to the willing buyer, willing seller, or market-based approaches to land reform. The President called for the most efficient mechanism to address the land question in South Africa. The Strategic Plan 2011 to 2014 and the APP, as considered by the committee, as demonstrates the preparedness of the department to address the triple challenges of unemployment, inequality, and poverty. Priorities and strategic objectives of the department read together express its strategy for addressing the challenges. The foremost priorities of the department in the medium-term strategic framework are improving productivity of land reform projects through effective implementation of the recapitalization and development program, expediting the finalization of land claims, rolling out of the CRDP effectively so that livelihoods of rural communities are improved, improving corporate governance and ensuring enhanced service delivery, implementing proper change management and innovation strategies, and enhancing the efficiency of information management systems. The priorities were further broken down into 8 strategic goals for the MTEF, as follows: corporate governance and service excellence through compliance with the legal framework achieved by 2014, reformed policy, legislative and institutional environment by 2014, effective land planning administration that is biased towards rural areas, integrated institutional arrangements for effective cooperative governance and stakeholder participation by 2014, increased access to and productive use of land by 2014, improved access to affordable and diverse food for 2014, by 2014, improved rural services to support sustainable livelihoods by 2014, and improved access to sustainable employment and skills development opportunities by 2014. The department introduced a list of policies and legislation that would be introduced during the 2012-13 financial year as follows: Spatial and Land Use Management Bill in 2012, Land Tenure Security Bill 2012, Land Valuation Bill 2012, Land Management Committee Bill 2012, Land Protection Bill 2012, Spatial Data Infrastructure Amendment Bill 2012, Geomatics Profession Bill 2012, Electronic Deeds Registration Bill 2012, Communal Property Associations Amendment Bill 2012, Deeds Registries Amendment Bill 2012, Sectional Titles Amendment Bill 2012. The committee commended the department for the well-considered priorities and strategic goals. It further observed that well-crafted objectives on their own do not make a difference, but the supportive policy instruments and legislation, capacity to implement the programs and allocation of adequate resources. Therefore, the committee would continue to monitor developments in policy space. Up till there? Okay.
When you will be there, then followed by Honorable Trolley.
Chairperson, just to make also some semantic additions on the last paragraph where it starts with the green paper on land reform, which is widely circulated. If we can add for public comment. Was also identified as an opportunity for extensive, instead of that, we delete that N. Whether you're saying, but I think it's for extensive public participation.
That we write for public comments.
Yes. I don't know, English is English, but
Comment. Public comment. Oh, it's not comment. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right, English is English.
Yes.
Are you done?
Chairperson, on the second paragraph, the second line, I'm not sure whether the word reported is supposed to be there, because maybe if you can just rephrase it.
Which paragraph?
The top paragraph would start with the mandate, the second
yes.
line. Yes. Where it reads that the department is reported. I don't know whether that reported must be there, but when I read it, maybe you can say the department is continuing with the endeavor to address, or the department continue to address the challenges in rural areas. But as I said, English is English, so we understand it in different ways.
Maybe if we change, the department has reported, will it not better that way? Because we are talking about the department, we are not hearing from somebody else.
They reported
that this is what they are doing. So I'm suggesting you say instead of is, right, has.
We'll just say that the department reports to continue endeavoring to address challenges.
Ms. Wanya, you can come back if you want to, but Trolley?
Jim, on page 4, the top of page 4, the first sentence, where we say the committee commended the department for the well-considered priorities and strategic goals.
Okay, wait. I'm so sorry. I'm being corrected. My English is very poor today. The sentence that we just finished will lose the tense if we say reports. It's rather correct to say it reported.
For you, the department, you must not put it. The department reported.
Yeah. Reported. Finish the sentence. The English is not only
reported.
Individual words, also the whole sentence.
The department reported that it continues.
Okay.
Continues endeavoring to address the challenges.
That's right. I'm not sure what reported that. It continues endeavoring. That's right. Now it sounds better. You're right. English is English this way. Go ahead, Honorable Trollope.
Chair, you're on the top of page 4. I just think that first sentence is superfluous in this report. What we commented and considered as the committee, I mean, we observe that well-crafted objectives on their own do not make a difference. I think that should be the beginning of that sentence. It doesn't have to be included that the committee commended the department for the well-considered priorities and strategic goals. This is a report about what we did and what we considered with the department reporting to us. So I would suggest that we start that paragraph by saying the committee observed that well-crafted objectives on their own do not make a difference.
We did not commend the department.
Well, Chair, I'm suggesting that having a commentary, it must either happen throughout or not happen at all.
I see.
Because why have a comment about this on page 4? We had comments throughout the other previous pages. So the committee has a position, and it might be concluded, because I haven't seen this report, it might be concluded in the final findings and recommendations, but I just think it's superfluous for us to have that one sentence there. We might at the end make a commentary about the presentation, but to do it...
Okay. I think I prefer the last part because I would want to suggest that we did note that there were progress areas in the department, except for those areas where concerns have. So maybe we should remove that sentence and start where you're suggesting, and then perhaps reserve that sentence together with a paragraph related to it somewhere in the end. Thank you. So the sentence will be changed to read that the committee observed that, and the rest will be placed elsewhere where it is relevant. Any further comments? I thought the semantic things we do not end in that page, Ms. Nguyenya, because I thought that in the first paragraph on 2.1, third line, which says that the strategic plan draws on the outcome approach of government, especially outcome 7 that seeks to ensure the realization. I also want to suggest that I know that in English, Ms. Nguyenya, you can write scale up and write upscale. I thought we should, to be consistent, we should use one of them rather than both of them. And I would prefer the second one because you are upscaling. And you can be scaling up, but you may be going up the wall rather than upscaling the other activity. On the second paragraph, Pumla, fourth line. And the issue about the last line on the extending the core infrastructure to rural areas, ensuring jobs and skills, and revitalization of small towns. We know now that there is a program called the revitalization of small towns. not the revitalization of towns. And then on the last paragraph, we also have to make sure that 1913 is the year that is left behind. We're not talking about 1913, we're talking about the 1913 Land Act. Do you see that fourth paragraph, fourth line from that paragraph? Natural Persons Land Act, which is the right name for it. She was native, not natural. The right name for that is Native Land Act. And if everybody's happy, we can move on to Ms. Wanyamabila. On 2.2, Ms. Wanyamabila.
Thanks, Chair. 2.2, overview of the budget allocation. In the current financial year, the department has allocated 8.877 billion, which is reported to focus on rolling out CRDP, creating job opportunities through NARISEC, settling and finalizing the outstanding claims, particular focus will be on land, on claims on state land. Acquiring strategically located land in terms of the redistribution program and recapitalizing distressed land reform projects and updating the state land register. Table 1, program appropriation for 2011-2012 to 2014-2015. Administration, geospatial cadastral services, as figures are indicated, rural development, redistribution, land reform, then the total. So, adapted from National Treasury 2012. As illustrated in Table 1, the overall appropriation of 8.877 billion in the current financial year is an increase of 3.03% in real terms, when compared to the adjusted appropriation of 8.14 billion during 2011-2012. The increase is mainly driven by an increase in the allocation for administration and restitution programs, which is 13.58% and 13.44% respectively. Land reform programs shows a decline of 5.17% in real terms. The committee noted that restitution and land reform jointly account for 70.78%, which is 6.29 billion of the entire appropriation for the department. The programs remained the major spenders of the allocation for the department. The committee welcomed this allocation, especially in view of the challenge of dysfunctional and unproductive land reform projects and backlogs in restitution. The real terms decline of allocation for the land reform was received with some reservations because of the challenge of the extent of dysfunctional land reform projects in both the institutional arrangements, decline in farm productivity and scaling up of land redistribution to meet the target of 30% of agricultural land. Furthermore, the committee referred to various legislative amendments and the new legislation to be introduced as one of the reasons why such a decline was a matter of concern. The department and the commission were commended for prioritizing restitution as evidenced by an increase in restitution. This was seen to support the President's commitment towards the realization of restitution of land rights. 2.3, overview of programs and estimates of expenditures. This section draws on presentation of the 2012-2013 annual performance plan by the department linked to the strategic plan 2011-2014 tabled in 2011 and committee deliberations on each program. It highlights some responses to programs and estimates of expenditure in relation to priorities and strategic objectives of the department. Program 1, Administration. This program provides strategic and logistical support in the form of executive and corporate services, acquisition of vehicles for departmental use, oversees departmental capital works, and makes a nominal contribution to Public Sector Education and Training Authority. During the 2012-2013, the key focus is reported to be on governance and administration, especially implementation of audit management plans and finalization of policies and legislation that is fundamental to reduction of inequalities and poverty. Table 1 of this report illustrates the 1.10 billion was allocated for this program in the current financial year. This is an increase of 13.58% when compared to 911.8 million allocated in 2011-2012. This increase was influenced by a rise in the sub-program of capital works from 16.1 million in 2011-2012 to 105.5 million in 2012-2013. Under the economic classification of expenditure, goods and services allocation receives a significant increase, with the largest allocation going to administrative fees, increasing from 5.0 million in 2011-2012 to 118.97 million in 2012-2013. The department reported that such an increase is due to the increase in consultancy fee, especially used for expediting the land reform program. It reported that consultants are mainly used for devaluation of land. The allocation for sub-program of management is 173.576 million, an increase of 30.83% in real terms for this current financial year, when compared to 125.330 million allocation in 2011-2012. A large part of the allocation for administration goes to corporate services, accounting for 64.05% of the program allocation. It is reported that it will cover inflation-adjusted salary increases. Geospatial and cadastral services. Geospatial and cadastral services provide cadastral surveys, geodetic and topographic surveys, land information, deeds registry, and special planning services in support of sustainable land development. For the current financial year, the program identified the following key priorities: completion of the state land register and development and developing special development plans for rural communities. In addition, development of e-cadastry system was made a priority project. It anticipated that the e-cadastral will assist to ensure the efficiency of the deeds registration system. Related to this project, the program will also focus on development of scarce skills in the field of cadastral service management. The department reported that about 310,000 parcels of land will be updated in the comprehensive asset register. With regards to the sub-program of cadastral surveys, 2.7 million hectares will be surveyed. Money appropriated for this program has increased from 555.5 million in 11-12 to 561.1 million in 12-13, which is an increase of 1.15% in nominal terms, but a decrease of 4.48% in real terms. The committee noted the program received additional funding of 167.8 million during 2011, adjusted estimate of national expenditure process. This addition was meant to fund the finalization of the state land audit and to assist municipalities with the development of special frameworks in line with the commitment to finalize the state land audit by 2013. Significant decrease was noted in allocation to the sub-program of registration of deeds trading account from 77.2 million in 2011-2012 to 11.7 million in 2012-2013, a decrease of 86.42% in real terms. Thank you.
Can we go back? Remember that we are not looking for semantic amendments only. We're also looking at the substance of the report so that misreporting should be avoided. Page 4. No, Anybody raises anything on page 4? Yes, Honorable Trolley.
Chairperson, so I'm just reading back now on my notes. Page 4, Chair, the last sentence. The Department and the Commission were commended for prioritizing restitution as evidenced by an increase in restitution. What increase? An increase in expenditure, an increase in budget, an increase in actual restitution. What are we referring to there? And once we've determined that, Chair, maybe we should make a note of that to also include it at the end where we make general findings about what the committee's feelings are. But I just think that to leave it evidenced by an increase in restitution, I don't understand that.
Somewhere up there, Ms. Ngwenya Mabila read, there is an increase in both restitution and land reform financial allocation. And I'm not even sure why you repeat it at the bottom.
Well, Chair, then I propose we take that sentence out.
Yeah, we agreed on that principle there, up there on the same page. Remember that it is the same page there on top. Excuse me.
It reads that the two programs remain the major spenders of the allocation of the department, which is land reform projects and backlogs in restitution.
I just want to make sure that people are with me, because I do not want to read my own sentence. Did you see that? Thank you very much. So we agreed that all the commendations will be done not on a paragraph or section by section. We'll do a separate, because we'll have to note all of them individually. Thank you very much, Ms. Wenya. Okay.
Church, on page 5, the second last line, where it says, of audit management plans and finalization of policies and legislation that is fundamental to the reduction of inequalities and poverty. I'm sorry, it's another semantic. The reduction. And then the next paragraph, in the third sentence, the increase was influenced, third line as well, the increase was influenced by an increase, not a raise, an increase in the sub-program of capital works.
About the salary.
Yeah.
Chair, and then finally, on page 6, I think we need to fix that final sentence. It should start with a significant decrease was noted in allocation for the sub-program of registration of deeds trading accounts from 77.2 million in blah, blah, blah to 11.7, a decrease of 86% in real terms. Now, there must be some commentary about that, Chair, because I think we can't just make a profound finding that there has been an 86% decrease in the registration of deeds trading accounts.
It will impact on the land audit, the verification process of land, transfer of land, and if there's been an 86% decrease, we must register some concern about that, unless the department can justify it.
Chair.
Just maybe for uniformity, on page 5, on program 2, GS Special.
You are commenting on what Honorable Trolley was right. In the introduction, we listed the list of concerns. I'm just trying to find it now. You can't see it. We listed a number of concerns. We said this is a concern, that is a concern, that is a concern. I thought what we need to do is to take to address this by including it among those concerns. I think it was raised in the introduction. I noted it. Unless I noted it elsewhere. Oh, yes, it's on page 4. The real terms decline of allocation for land reform was received with some reservations because of the challenge of the extent of dysfunctional land reform projects in both the institutional arrangements, decline in farm productivity and scaling up of, we did comment about scaling up and upscaling of land redistribution to meet the target of 30% of agricultural land. Furthermore, this is the sentence, furthermore, the committee referred to the various legislative amendments and new legislation to be introduced as one of the reasons why such a decline was of concern. I've removed the matter, and I'm reading it as was of concern, or maybe were of concern, because it refers to many things. Now, here we have a list of those things, and I'm suggesting that we take that sentence, because we're dealing with it separately as a standalone, and yet it should be listed among the concerns that we have. The same way as we are going to deal with the issue of what we're commending the department on. Are we agreed? We're trying to connect this to your answer to this question. You remember when we were dealing with up and down of your budget in the previous year, up and the next year is down, and so on. You indicated that the issue here relates to the fact that you were renting in the previous financial year, and now you found your own space. Because we want to make a significant finding on this matter, and we do not want to mislead ourselves by making a comment that may be contradicted by the facts if you read the report you submitted.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think the matter that you are relating to is the 86% decline on this registration. What happens with the trading account is that
because they generate their own revenue. They don't allocate a budget for them. We just allocate a nominal amount. Only when they are, they've got a shortfall, then the department augments. So to say that the allocation has decreased, it is because through adjustment, we do that augmentation through adjustment estimate process. So through adjustment estimate, we had increased it to 77 million for the e-cadastra project, because the e-cadastra project is done between DEEDS and program two. They share the cost together. So we augment through the adjustment process. So they don't do a separate allocation. So if there's a content to be registered, is that we must start to working with Treasury, because they always say, let's disuse the money that they've got first, and only when they've got a shortfall, we'll allocate. The concern may be that must be raised, is that this allocation must be made upfront instead of going through the adjustment process. Yeah.
It creates an impression that the allocation is 11 million,
yes,
when in fact what they spend is more than 11 million.
Yes.
So reporting also then creates a problem. So you must leave us, therefore, to remain with this concern that we have. Okay.
Just a request. To that it must form part of the main application.
Perhaps we could add to that.
Yes.
Can we agree?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now we get to
rural development on page 6 and our interlocutor is the chief from Mveso in the Eastern Cape.
Enkosi, Chair. Kodwa phambi kokuba siqhubeke bendifuna ureyiza laa ndawo kupage 5. I see a lot of bullet points. In some instances there's dashes. And there on program 2, first paragraph, it reads, for the current financial year, the program identified the following key priorities. We then put bullet points or dashes for those: completion of the state land register and developing special development plans for rural communities. I just am raising that, Chair, as I look through the document, I see us tending to use dashes and bullet points. I think maybe for uniformity we'd want to go that way.
That's page 5.
Yes.
Page 5. You're referring to table 1, so you're referring to paragraph 2.
Paragraph 1 under program 2, geospatial and cadastral services. We either use a dash or
the columns or instead of the dashes. All right, you want us to write column? The column. All right. Yes.
Kabelen Bali.
That's right.
Oh, there's a hand, Chair.
Okay, this way.
Before I cover, Chair, I don't know whether the geospatial has got double S or one S, but I think it has got one S. So under the table there, I think we have to delete one S.
Under the table. And bring it above board instead of remaining under the table. Goes.
Program 3, Rural Development. Rural development is one of the core functions of the department. The department conceptualized its function as follows: to initiate, facilitate, and coordinate and catalyze the implementation of a comprehensive rural development program that leads to sustainable and vibrant rural communities. For the current financial year, the focus under this program would be on improving the quality of life for people living in rural areas. Fundamental aspects of improvement of the lives of people, according to the department, included deepening participation, improving skills, building enterprises and institutions, and the provision of access to socio-economic infrastructure. The department reported that a major priority for this program is to roll out CRDP to 22 poorest districts identified by government for poverty alleviation. The committee noted a slight increase in the budget allocation for this program, that is from 901.9 million in 2011-2012 to 934.8 million in 2012-2013, an increase of 3.65% in nominal terms, but a 2.13% decline in real terms. The nominal increase was a result of an additional allocation of 400 million to the National Rural Youth Service Corps, NARISEC, for recruitment of 5,000 young people under this program. Although 5,000 young people would be recruited each year over the MTEF period, the budget decreased from 400 million in 2012-2013 to 250 million in 2013-2014. The decline could be attributed to a reduction in the budget for goods and services, especially reduced allocation for consultants as a cost-cutting measure. Within the allocation resources for this program, the department reported that it sought to ensure that by the end of 2013, the following targets were achieved: reduction of spatial inequalities in rural areas through provision of clean water to 202 households and alternative energy to 403 households, identification of 10 agricultural improvement technologies by research and have them tested by March 2013, implementing indigenous knowledge systems in 15 communities, establishing 2,000 food gardens and 3 agri-parks in the CRDP wards, increasing employment benefits for young people in NARISEC from 7,401 in 2010-2011 by adding 5,000 new youths for each year of the MTEF period, establishing 395 cooperatives and 20 enterprises, and implementation of the Action Plan 6 linked to the Animal and Felt Program within the 22 poor districts. Program 4, Restitution. Restitution deals with settlement of land claims in accordance with the provision of the Restitution of Land Rights Act 1994. This function is namely carried out by the Commission.
I think then it's a program.
Okay.
Flat page, because it's a producer who took a land reform and restitution.
Okay.
The second sentence, program 3. And as the department conceptualized its function as follows: to initiate, facilitate, then we put out that first aid, coordinate and catalyze.
We should remove the end and put a comma instead.
The second one is on the second paragraph. I think it's the omission of the Z. The committee noted a slight increase in the budget, if budget allocation.
Which line?
The first one, second paragraph.
A slight increase?
Yeah,
in the budget.
In the budget. Thank you, Kat.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Jane?
Thank you, Chairperson, for allowing me also to participate in this meeting. Chair, just on the bullet points there, where it says identification of 10 agricultural improvement technologies, and then the second last one, establishing 395 cooperatives. I was trying to look through your recommendations very quickly to see if there's a link between that, because one of the concerns that we're having from the agriculture portfolio is especially on this too. The first one for the technologies and research is who's responsible primarily for this research, because we have had the Agricultural Research Council to come and present to us on technologies that they are researching specifically linked to rural development and improvement programs, and we couldn't really find out where it lies, who's responsible for that. There's also a section within the Minister Pandor's ministry, science and technology, responsible for agricultural research, but no one really knows where it lies. So I think we must make sure between all of these departments. I'm just looking at recommendations later on. It's all good and well, we put it in our programs, but we need to find out from the department when we meet with them who is responsible for that and what research is being done. And then the same thing, Chair, under the cooperatives. I found that both departments, Rural Development and Land Reform, have the establishment of these cooperatives in their plans. But in certain cases on the ground, it looks like it's the same cooperative that we're speaking about. So it's this duplication of numbers. And then secondly, Chairperson, the concern would be around, it's not new cooperatives. It's existing programs on the ground that now have a name change into a cooperative. That's what we found actually visiting areas on the ground. So I think under the recommendations, Chair, we must just look at this, if you don't mind.
You're right, you're wrong. The issue of research remember that the government treasury does not allocate a budget for research only for one department. All departments do undertake research. Perhaps what you should be suggesting is the coordination of that research by all, so that we do not repeat and report that I have undertaken research when, in fact, that research was undertaken by someone else, or we undertake research via a consultant, whereas that consultant cuts and pastes the research that was undertaken by another department. And that perhaps would be linked to the recommendations that we need to make on research. On cooperatives, we say, again, you're right and wrong. Normally, and this is what the department has reported to us, it's not my view, they take NARISEC and train them, and that is what they say. After 2 years of training within themselves, then they then group them into a cooperative and place them in a particular existing project. That's what they suggested. Now, how we phrase it here is a different matter. And I think perhaps just to throw a word cooperative may be out of context. And fortunately, the Honorable Dr. Swartz is here, and the Honorable Usher, they're both here. They deal with these matters. Can you repeat, not after me now, what is the right thing?
Chief, I mean, your articulation of response is quite correct, but it is not limited to NARISEC. For instance, the cooperatives are not even limited to agriculture. There are cooperatives, for instance, in arts, cooperatives in crafts, and there are cooperatives, for instance, in the provision of infrastructure programs. So the where we come in on CRTV sites, for instance, we hardly find any organized people into cooperatives, into these cooperatives. These are actually established cooperatives. And but the caution regarding duplication is something to be noted.
Question?
Thanks, Chair. No, I think indeed I agree with the way you've articulated it, that it is falling in many departments at the moment, Chair. What we are doing at the moment is coordinating with science and technology as well as the Department of Agriculture around the research issue together with CSIR in setting up a rural research forum. So it won't be, you know, that everybody has to duplicate each other's work, but that we can complement each other in terms of the work that we do. Secondly, it's not only here, it's talking about agricultural improvement technologies, but we go further than that in the department and look at rural research specific in terms of how we can come up with new technologies of building or bringing services, et cetera, et cetera. So it's much wider than some of the other sector departments are focusing on at the moment. And this one, in terms of agriculture, supports DAF and not only done for our department.
Thank you, Ms. Stein, for raising the matter. We will rephrase the issue of research and one of cooperatives. Yes,
Chair, no, I was just going to say that around the cooperatives, the establishment of 395 cooperatives that we add there, that NARISEC graduates will be included. That we will use the expertise of NARISEC graduates in the establishment of these cooperatives. I know it's not exclusively for them, but I think that we must link the two.
Can we rephrase it so that it does not appear to be an add-on? We should just acknowledge a fact in terms of what the report states. We will reformulate and bring it back. No. The report I'm getting here is that they are reporting on the targets of the department, and they do not want to amend to reflect something that is not in the targets. But rather, let's note it for purposes of reports, rather than on purposes of targets. Can we not leave it at that, honourable members? If we do, then let's go back to page 6, second paragraph of program 3. There is something that looks like there's doubt. It says the decline. It's talking about the 400 versus to 250 million. It says the decline could be attributed. That is speculation. It's not a fact. What is the fact? Kelaga bakhona Johannes sahluko sesithathu verse 11 tethe skwazi yesincane esikubonile kanenzini sithi could be attributed. What is the actual fact?
I missed that
one. It's on page 6, second paragraph of program 3, the last line. What is the fact?
In mine I've written is, but I want a confirmation. In my sentence I've written the decline is attributed.
Yes, Chairperson, is.
Not could be, but could is be. Attributed to, by yourselves, not by us.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Let's go on to page 6 at the bottom. Page program 4, Kosiam.
It's not program 4, Chief. You'll pardon me because I...
Go ahead. Fortunately, it shows we are reading. This is... I'm not in a hurry. I want us to table something that we are happy with when we go to the house.
Chairperson, the second paragraph on National Rural Youth Service Corps, I think we need to delete that that day because that corps is another thing. It's dumbulous, yeah. On the first paragraph, I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth line. I'm not sure, I think a fundamental aspect of improvement of the lives of the people, according to the department, included deepening participation. It doesn't give me, I don't know how other members are viewing it, but I was thinking that it can be rephrased. Page 6, paragraph 1, line number 1, sentence 5. Of lives of people according to the department included.
Asked for the inclusion of the in front of fundamental. But it's English.
Yes, fundamental aspect of improvement of the language.
But maybe what is confusing is the issue of according to the department.
Mm.
Maybe we should remove according to the department. Then if you read that and leave according to the department, the sentence makes sense. Includes because the accounting.
The deepening of public participation. The deepening of public participation. Improving skills and whatever.
Program number 4, restitution. Restitution deals with settlement of land claims. In accordance with the provisions of the Restitution of Land Rights Act of 1994, this function is mainly carried out by the Commission. During the 2012-2013, the Commission has planned to finalize research on 4,000 outstanding land claims. complete claimant verification for outstanding land claims, and settle and finalize 133 claims on state land. The committee welcomed an increase of 13.44% real terms increase in budget allocation for restitution, as illustrated in Table 1 of this report. That is an increase from 2.5 billion in 2011-2012 to 3 billion in 2012-2013. The budget is further expected to increase over the medium-term period at the annual average growth rate of 9.2% in real terms or 15.1% in nominal terms. This increase in the program's allocation for 2012-2013 is reported to be influenced by an increase of 16.85% in real terms in the sub-program of restitution grants allocated for 2012-2013. The committee considered this increase to signify prioritization of restitution by the department and the commission. What's the procedure?
On the top of page 7, in the third sentence, the committee welcomed an increase of 13.4% in real terms, and take out increase, real terms in budget, in the budget allocation, in the budget allocation, because we've already said increase. So just read 13.44% in real terms in the budget allocation.
Again, on the same paragraph, but on top of that sentence, when you are counting, you don't put end, or go. You either use a comma or a semicolon. Now, it says here, they decided they will finalize research on 4,000 outstanding land claims, semicolon. Complete claimant verification for outstanding land claims, semicolon. And settle, and finalize. I think there's something wrong there.
I think we should remove the first end to settle and leave it to be settle and finalize 133 claims.
Can I just check with the department? My own understanding is that you finalization and settling are not two different functions. Are they? Huh? When you settle, what is the difference between settling and finalizing?
You don't finalize a settled
claim. Or you settle a finalized claim. Which one is it?
You finalize a settled claim. Finalizing means pay the actual payment.
Which then changes the sentence now. Because if you are going to be finalizing 133 settled claims, because you say you finalize a settled claim.
You finalize a settled claim.
Yeah, because that 133 has no bearing on others in the list. It only has a bearing on a settled claim. 133 settled claims of state land. Does it change the meaning?
On that specific state land,
they are not yet settled.
Yes.
Oh, you are going to settle them.
We are going to settle and finalize it. We had prioritized state land. We had said by December all state land should have been settled and finalized.
Oh, so what you are actually okay? What is being whispered to me is that not all of them are settled. There may be some settled, some finalized.
Yes.
At the end of the financial year.
Yes. But the focus was to say, if it's state land, prioritize because it does not have a lot of monetary value.
Yeah.
Settle and finalize in the week.
All of those?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay.
Good morning, Chair.
Good
page 7, program 5, land reform. The program is responsible for the provision of sustainable land reform programs. Its budget allocation covers recapitalization and development of 525 distressed land reform projects and acquisition of 1 million hectares for redistribution over the MTEF period and revitalization of irrigation schemes. Budget allocation for land reform slightly increased from 3.27 billion in 2011-2012 to 3.28 billion in 2012-2013. An increase of 0.43% in nominal terms, but 5.17% decline in real terms. Over the MTEF period, the budget for land reform will further decline at an average rate of 1.2% in real terms. Contributing factor towards the decline is reported to be the influence by the non-allocation to communal land rights program. Transfers to the agricultural land holding account accounted for the largest share of the program budget, which is 61.77% in 2012-2013. It is apparent that proactive land acquisition was still a priority program for the acquisition of strategically located land for redistribution purposes.
I'm a bit concerned about this report on Program 5 being a bit thin. It's a significant reduction in a very important part of this department's activities, and I don't think we're doing it justice in this paragraph, this very short paragraph. For example, in the middle of the paragraph, just after where it starts, over the MTEF period, the budget for land reform will further decline at an average rate of 1.2% in real terms. Contributing factors towards the decline are reported to be influenced by the non-allocation to communal land rights program. Now that needs to be fleshed out. And then we need to continue by saying transfers to the agricultural landholding account accounted for the largest share of the program budget, which is 61.77% in the 2012-2013. It is apparent that proactive land acquisition was still a priority program for the acquisition of strategically located land for redistribution processes, yet there is a decline in the budget. So we really need to fix that paragraph up a bit, Chair. The decline in the budget doesn't speak to the acquisition of strategically located land for redistribution purposes being regarded as a priority?
It may have to be fleshed out, I agree, because in the report we received with the budget, it related to 321,000 hectares that are going to be acquired and 416 new farms that are going to be revitalized. Then the 321,000 could be attributed to the 61.77% increase in that holding company, on that holding land holding account. But the rest, there's no comment, which perhaps is the key issue here.
says it is apparent. It cannot be apparent.
Because it should be known that this is the priority of the department or not. So we are not like guessing whether it is or not. It is evident that the proactive land acquisition is, not was, is. Thank you. Kosiang, yes. Sorry, Kosiang. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome to visit us again.
Chairperson, I'm confused by these figures, especially under this the 525 distressed land reform projects. Are these for 2012-2013 financial year, or it's under MTEF? Because when looking at the plan, it's 416 for this financial year. I don't know whether I'm just confusing the figures. Can I be assisted? Because when looking at the APP, it's 416. But the 525, it's through the MTEF. That is 2014-2015, that is 525.
Was the figure that we were given earlier on was, what is it, 1,700. And then they said in the last financial year, you'll be recapitalizing 504. And then this financial year is 460.
Was trying to figure where the 525 came. But it seems like 525 was the target in the outer year. Not now, yeah.
Is we do not want to count a figure as if you are increasing. It was 460. You just put an addition of 84 to make it 500. You just then make an addition of 25 to make it 525. That's not the case.
No,
each financial year, that figure represents one financial year.
So in actual fact, by the end of then of 2014,
it will be a total of all those three.
Yes.
Do you have your
yeah, ma'am. Ms. Ashrit?
Yes.
Like Dr. Swart is showing.
Yes,
that number says accumulative. It refers to the fact that 416 plus 500 plus 525. Is that, I want you to help me. She has a nice smile about the matter as if she's in doubt.
The cumulative, Chairperson,
refers to
your initial articulation
of 416.
Then you add
plus
84, yes,
plus 25.
Yeah, that is as far as I can remember. I can verify this in a matter of just 2 minutes.
Oh, please, Chief. Do so, please, Chief, because you see,
Because, you see, Ms. Nguanyamabe, 416 students on the first year. And then you don't increase the total number of students because there will be 416 distributed over Failish Lay on about second year. But my money allows me to only add 84 extra to those. There will be first year and second year group. Then the third year, we will have still the 416 plus 84 plus an additional 25, which means your number is not 400 plus, it's not 416 plus 500 plus 525, but it's just 416 plus 84 plus 25. Because if that is the case, we do not want to mislead ourselves and say we prefer the nicer one. Thank you. One other thing that will help us is their financial allocation. Because the financial allocation will tell you what the amount will refer to. Remember that the real reason why I go back to the students in the university is precisely because Honorable Trollib asked the question. The revitalization should not mean that you are revitalizing for the next 5 years. You remember when he asked that? He says, you put a fence this year. The following year, you put a fence on the same piece of land. The following year, you put another fence. This year, you put a generator. Next year, you put a generator. The other year, you put a generator. You are not revitalizing. You are just replacing. Although you're spending extra money, but you are replacing something that you already bought in the previous year. So I want so when we leave this matter on the basis that it's not 416 plus 84 plus 25, but rather 416 plus 500 plus 525. Thank you very much. Let's move on, honorable members. Masiya komkhulu, kulenu zinziliza ukuya komkhulu, Nkosi yami.
Ingonyama Trust Board. The Ingonyama Trust was established in terms of the KwaZulu Natal Ingonyama Trust Act, Act 3 of 1994. Its function as a landowner in law of the Ingonyama Trust land. By the 31st of March 2012, the land in question comprised of 2,705,229 hectares under some 1,600 titles in all of the 11 districts of KwaZulu-Natal and eThekwini Metro. The land is occupied by 4.5 million people as per 2001 census by Statistics of South Africa. For the current financial year, the committee noted a shift in the vision of the ITB. Previously, it read as follows: to improve the quality of life of the people living on the Ingonyama Trust land by ensuring land usage to the benefits of the residents. As at April 2012, the vision of the ITB reads as follows: a leader in sustainable communal land management. Its objective was presented as optimal land management for the material benefit and social well-being of the communities living on Ingonyama Trust land. It reported that its mission is to improve the quality of life of the members of the traditional communities on the Ingonyama Trust land. It further seeks to develop progressive business models for the social and economic enlistment and the empowerment of the members of traditional communities on the land administered by the Ingonyama Trust. 3.1, key priorities of the Ingonyama Trust Board. The core business of the ITB is land management and can therefore be regarded as a land management agency. For the current financial year, the ITB identified the following priority areas: land administration, support to traditional councils, and improved stakeholder liaison. 3.1.1, land administration. The ITB has prioritized, identified the following key interventions: to conclude 1,031 tenure rights by the end of 2012-2013. During the financial year, it will continue to maintain and update the land holding register, and to support implementation of four land management related projects during 2012-2013, increasing to seven projects in 2015-2016. The committee noted that in 2011-2012, the ITB had planned to conclude 700 tenure rights, although the ITB explained that an increase of projects was likely to occur due to renewed efforts to publicize the work of the ITB and encourage take-up of funds by traditional communities. The committee remained concerned that an abrupt increase in targets may set the ITB for failure. It further encouraged realistic target setting. With regard to the land holding register, the ITB could not clarify basis for the indicators and targets for this intervention. The committee understood that there existed one register, that the ITB had to clarify certain measurable milestones over the year so that it could measure performance and progress towards realization of this strategic goal. Such milestones could relate to the addressing land holding related queries as per the findings of the Auditor General during the 2010-2011 Auditor Report. 3.1.2, support to traditional councils. Traditional councils are crucial structures in relation to land management issues. When a transaction in land rights is to be executed, the traditional council, having jurisdiction on a particular project area, is required to give consent for that development. Empowerment of these structures to deal with land management issues is vital. Therefore, the ITB has planned to empower a total of 23 of the 249 traditional councils that form part of Ingonyama Trust. Such an empowerment program would focus on land management and related issues. It is anticipated that this program would advance the course of ITB in implementation of community and social upliftment of projects. Administration of funds accrued to traditional councils, management, disbursement, and accounting of the funds, and land management skills. 3.1.3, improve stakeholder relations liaison. The ITB has planned outreach interventions where it would engage in enhancement of public awareness activities so that there is an understanding of what the ITB is all about, as well as the development benefits of living on land under the ITB. Traditional councils and communities are the key stakeholders. During the MTEF period, the ITB has planned to improve its communication strategy to improve information dissemination to communities. 3.2. Okay.
Question on page 7, second last sentence, where we talk about the social and economic enlistment and the empowerment of the members of traditional communities. Can we just have clarity on that? Is that just enlistment of the people who live in the in Gwanyama Trust board area to actually enlist with the trust? Or is it upliftment, economic, social and economic upliftment? What is the issue with enlistment there?
When we asked this question earlier, in fact, they repeated this because the previous financial year, they were talking, remember, we were not talking about dysfunction, but we were talking about the increase in their staff, because they were talking about the recruiting staff. When we were dealing with staff increase purely on the basis of the new offices they were going to build, then they explained the function that they have, outreach program of members recruiting traditional leaders to enlist so that they can then empower them, not only for the traditional leaders to know how to manage land, but also to get money. You remember that 90% that must go back to that community for specific projects. So I understood, therefore, that this social and economic enlistment relates to that recruitment process. But in the process of recruitment, they will then deal with issues of economic upliftment of that community and also the empowerment of the leadership there so that they will be able to manage the land and assist the community for its projects. I understood it that way, but I'm in your hands. Director Bekulu, I saw you nodding. I'm sure you know this thing better than myself. Please come in, sir.
Thanks. I'm afraid that there's nothing that I could maybe add on, except that I was just listening and agreeing to what the chairman was explaining.
You're agreeing that I'm right, Chief.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. Ningqina ukuthi aloku sithethe sikwazi esingqina sikubonileyo inkosi yami. So ndiyoyika uthetha kanti ngenangqina. Honourable members, the it's a fact inkosi yami that this is the situation. Perhaps we should rephrase the sentence to suit what we're talking about. Because you Pumla got it from their document,
yeah.
This thing, directly.
And I remembered when we spoke about that, Chair, but to me it just doesn't make sense in that final sentence when we say it further seeks to develop progressive business models for the social and economic, to me it should be the social and economic upliftment and empowerment of the members of traditional communities on land administered by the Gwanyama Trust.
From your second reading, for me it sounds like there are two sentences put together, because the enlistment relates to the recruitment, but once the traditional leadership agrees to be part, then these business plans and other things come in for that upliftment. I understand that.
So can I go on page 8 there, just a couple of semantic issues there. Under land administration, the ITB has prioritized and identified the following key interventions. We'll just add "and". And then in the next paragraph, the third sentence, work of the ITB and encourage the uptake of funds. The uptake of funds.
Yeah,
third line, Chair, work of the ITB and encourage the uptake of funds.
Okay. Yeah.
And then 5, line number 5, at the end of that line it says the ITB could not clarify the or any, I don't know, we can use this interchangeable, the ITB could not clarify the basis or any basis for the indicators. And then the next sentence, the committee understood that only one register existed. That only one register existed. Okay, Chair, and if I can, my last observation is under 3.12. The last sentence there, Chair. If I could just read it. It is anticipated that this program would advance the course, cause of the ITB in the implementation of community and social uplifting project, administration of funds accrued to traditional councils, blah, blah, blah.
Your face. Of a plus, me of the diversity evangelism. Did I say eventually? Let's move on.
Honorable
Philip, may you start from the overview 3.2. Be patient, we're just going to finish now. It's very short.
Quite intimidating reading after all these class captains have just read ahead. 3.2, overview of budget allocation for the Ngonyama Trust Board. The total budget of the ITB comprises own fund income, commonly referred to as trading activities, and transfer payments from the DRDLR. The trading activities of the ITB comprise royalties, investments, and other income from special projects. For the current financial year, the ITB's own fund income is 51.8 million, about 87.78% of the total income budget. Transfers from the department amount to 7.2 million rand, about 12.22% of the total budget. The disbursement policy of the ITB provides that 90% of the income earned through trading activities be used for the benefit of communities, and whereas 10% should be retained for covering the operational costs of the board. Administrative costs of the ITB are reported to be covered under transfers from the department. The budgeted amount from trading activities, excluding funds allocated for reserves for 2012-2013, is 50.08 million, which is an increase of 6.79 million rand when compared to 43.29 million rand allocation during the 2011-2012 year. In line with the disbursement policy, 38.59 million rand is placed to be dispersed to traditional councils, whereas 11.5 million rand would be for the operational cost of the ITB. The budget for the trust administrative and operational costs for the current financial year has doubled from 6.83 million in 2011-2012 to 18.7 million in 2012-2013. It is reported that this would cater for an increase in staff costs, establishment of satellite offices, and production of promotional materials. 4. Overview of the observations / responses of the Portfolio Committee. In view of the briefing of the strategic plan and the APP of both the department, together with the Commission and that of the ITB, the committee recorded the following observations. Chair, should I stop there so that we can do 3.2?
Yeah.
Honorable members, I'm reading it differently. The budgeted amount from trading activities, excluding funds in reserves, it sounds like should be excluding funds in reserves. It doesn't look like that they use funds in reserve for every activity. Unless you read it that way, Pumla, from their own document. Trying to make this to be consistent, Ngosiam, with the sentence above. Remember, the sentence above says that they have own income, which comes from the trading activities, and then they have also transfers from payment. But for their own income, they've got money in investment, and they've got money in other special projects. And royalties. The money in reserves is only allocated, surfaces here. So it does not look like the money that they're using for trading activities includes the money in reserves. Can we look at it? Perhaps I'm reading it wrongly. In reserve. Because, see, even if you use their own logic, let's look at this differently, honorable members. 10% of 51.8 million is 5.18 million. If you take that 10% and add the 7.2 from the department, it adds up to 12.38 million. But they are using 11.5 for their own purposes, which means they keep the rest in reserve. That's how I read it. And they've been doing so all the time. They're accumulating money in reserve. Unlike the... Unlike this single, when you were telling us about the trading account of the deeds, you were saying, Treasury always says to you, let them use their own incomes first before they can get an allocation from us. And in terms of the Ngonyama Trust, it doesn't look like that is the case. That's inconsistent, isn't it?
Just another observation, Chair. When we were going through those Ngonyama Trust documents, it is clear that there are reserves and that they are growing reserves. But if you look at what we're saying, that 90% of the income earned through trading activities and the whole list of trading activities, including royalties and a whole lot of other things, that 90% of that has got to be dispersed, and 10% of that has got to be used for operational costs. So that indicates that they use the 100% of income. But if you look at the records, there are reserves, and they do accrue, and they do attract interest as well.
Can we rephrase then the two paragraphs so that they are consistent with that? Because it would be better if we say that in the first paragraph we must introduce the reserves, because nowhere did we introduce the reserves in this document. So that when we deal with the exclusion part, we are also referring to something that we have already introduced at the top there. Remember, this document is going to be in the ATC. It's going to be read by the public. So if we are inconsistent in our own reporting as well, we are creating a problem. So when you count the sources, do indicate that there is money set aside in reserve. On their document. We are the Kosiam because it makes us look back in the original document they gave us on page on page 20. Even not around. On page 20, on top there, they raise money on their own, but they still have money in reserves. See, I like the fact that Ngonyima Trust discloses everything. They're not hiding anything. You see there, it says 50 point something million, but 59 includes the reserves. Are we reading it right?
It appears to me they've got 59 million, the trust income, with the reserve funding, and they take out the reserve funding. And I think the reserve grows even when they make a surplus every year. Unlike the trading entities like this, if they make a surplus, they surrender that surplus back to treasury through the department. With Ngonyama Trust, if they make a surplus, it goes into their reserve fund. So it means
there's inconsistency in how you're managing your entities.
This is a trading entity. They are a public entity. As long as we just have to look at their investment policy, there is inconsistency that we need to look at their investment policy, that they may not look for funding from us if they've got a lot of money available in their reserve.
It's like the agreement between yourselves and themselves is that you're funding administration and they fund everything else. Is that the case? The difficulty with that is that the money you give them is less than the money they're holding in reserve. They're holding 9+ million in reserve, whereas you give them 7.2. We were just rephrasing our paragraph, our sentences in the paragraph. We were not questioning the inconsistencies in your policies, but we'll have to visit that when you bring the report. We'll use that as a basis to deal with that matter. Thank you very much. Can we move on?
Chairperson, 4.1, the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. In general, the committee commended the department for developing a clear and coherent annual performance plan which is aligned to the strategic plan 2011-2014. It noted that there were clear targets and indicators making the APP a useful oversight tool for the committee. However, its concern was that some of the targets appeared unrealistic. For example, the department has planned to introduce 11 pieces of legislation in the fourth quarter of the current financial year. In view of the past 3 years' performance where the department was unable to introduce planned legislation in Parliament, except for some minor amendments and repeals, the committee called on the department to submit an operational plan whereby the department will illustrate how these targets would be realized. Further observations, comments, and discussions on the APP and budget allocation are discussed thematically and in line with the strategic MTF priorities of the department. 4.1.1, improvement of corporate governance and ensuring enhanced service delivery. The committee welcomed the commitment to ensure implementation of audit management plans and finalization of policies and legislation development. It further commended the department for the extensive work done on the Green Paper on Land Reform, a major policy document that could help to rescue the South African Land Reform Program. However, there were concerns about lack of feedback and meaningful engagement between the department and the committee about the Green Paper process to date. further engagement has been proposed, especially in view of the proposed piecemeal approach where if a particular area of work was completed, the department would recommend developing a policy, seek approval of the cabinet and later draft legislation, which in turn would be submitted to Parliament. With regard to enhancement of service delivery, the committee welcomed the various mechanisms put in place to create capacity within the department, especially the training programs and recruitment of personnel with scarce skills such as geomatics and surveys. And the department has further made a commitment to continue working towards a clean audit report by the Office of the Auditor General of South Africa. The committee requested quarterly briefs on progress in implementation of these plans. 4.12, rollout of the Comprehensive Rural Development Program to rural municipalities. The role of the department has been understood to be to initiate, facilitate, coordinate and catalyse for the implementation of CRDP. The committee welcomed various plans with regard to infrastructure development, creation of economic opportunities such as cooperatives and enterprises. It further noted that the success of a comprehensive rural development initiative partly depended on the ability of the department to successfully coordinate and integrate its services with those of other government departments and development NGOs. The committee welcomed that functional delivery forums would be set up to deal with this matter. The committee's concern was that experience from the oversight visits shows that some of the structures set up, for example, councils of stakeholders, were not functional but existed only on paper. Job creation for the youth under the terms of the NARISEC was also welcomed. The view of the committee was that the department needed to relook the strategy for placement of youth enlisted under NARISEC. With the planned creation of 5,000 jobs annually under NARISEC, the committee expressed concern over the apparent lack of a coherent strategy for integration in workplace where these youth are placed as well as the program of capacity building for them. Example of Rimfasmark Northern Cape, where youth reported to the portfolio committee that they had no job to do, was used to argue for a need to rethink strategy of placement of the NARISEC youth. 4.1.3, improved productivity in land reform projects through implementation of recapitalization and development program. The program of land reform comprises land redistribution and tenure reform. In view of program three priorities, the focus of the department would be on improving productivity of farms acquired through land reform. Tenure component of the program appears to have been neglected, considering that farm dwellers and farm workers are amongst the most vulnerable groups. Programs that have advanced their rights require prioritization. The committee considered this a concern because of the amount of work that continues to be outsourced to consultants under the legal services project known as the Land Rights Management Facility. The committee noted that increased productivity of land reform projects as well as revitalization of irrigation scheme requires greater coordination efforts with the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries. In addition, internal coordination between the Commission and the other branches, such as the Social, Technical, Rural Institutional Facilitation and Rural Infrastructure Development, is considered a crucial element to ensure that CRDP principles form part of land reform that is integrated with the broader safe strategy for rural development. 4.1.4. Expedite finalization of land claims. The committee welcomed a more focused approach for the current financial year, where 133 claims on state land would be settled and a total number of 380 land claims to be finalized. The committee remained concerned that the commission was still not able to report on how many claims were actually outstanding. The committee was of the view that this information is vitally important for the purposes of planning for a successful restitution program. However, cautiously welcomed the strategic objective to ensure restitution of land rights or awards of alternative forms of equitable redress to claimants was finalized within the MTF baseline allocation. It cautiously welcomes this objective due to lack of information on what amount of work is outstanding and how much financial resources would be required to complete the work of restitution during the MTF period.
Go back.
Chairperson, can I
ask a question on page 10 around our concerns in the green paper process today? Further engagement has been proposed, especially in the view of the proposed piecemeal approach, where if a particular area of work is completed as part of reviewing and developing a policy, seek approval of the cabinet and later draft legislation, which in turn would be submitted to Parliament. Now, we can't just leave it there, Chair. We say further engagement has been proposed. If you're happy with that, then engagement remains what will happen. But I'm concerned that we left out the section that we would have feedback or reports from the stakeholder groups that were dealing with the six pieces of the green paper. I think we need to incorporate that in the engagement. So formally say that the engagement will include feedback or report back from those six stakeholder groups. And then, Chair, in the next paragraph.
I think that's precisely the point. There must be a link. Because if it's being done piecemeal, we won't know what the other people are saying. So there's got to be a link so that we get an overall picture of where this proposed legislation is going to. If it comes piecemeal without any linkages, then we will be none the wiser.
What we are talking about. Okay. The suggestion which was agreed to between ourselves and the department, that we disagree with the peaceful approach, but we cannot stop them from doing so. Remember that they told us they have no intention of producing a white paper. So once we disagree with the peaceful approach, we require that the department to provide us with the report that those sector committees are submitting to the department. Both the progress report on those things and the reports that they are drafting. Remember that a report is not necessarily a program that they are dealing with. So if we get a report, we must have something that says this is what the committee is. Remember there was also another weakness in this arrangement, that the sector committees may not be linking with each other. They may be focusing inwardly in terms of what they are doing. So we want those reports so that they can give us a bigger picture rather than a piece of legislation that only comes to the House. So we want that included in that paragraph. Honourable, Trudy, if you were adding something else.
Yeah, Chair, just in paragraph 2, in the middle of that paragraph where we talk about geomatics and surveying, it can't be skills such as geomatics and surveying. And then the second paragraph under 4.1.2, first sentence, job creation for the youth under the terms of NARISAC was also welcomed, with a D in the end. And then 4.1.3, third sentence, we should start
that 10-year component, not 10-year component, that 10-year component of the program appears to have been neglected. That's it so far, Chair.
Because of that, I want us to go back to page 4 with part 2 comments on the top of the page and at the bottom of that page. And these two comments will have to precede it. We should be including them either under, what is this, under page 4. Is it already? Okay. Now I wanted us to note so that we don't lose it. On page 4 on top and page 4 at the bottom. So you're saying, what do you mean they will do? The same thing. Because we want that bottomless pit called the distribution to be finalized. I also note that we had raised the issue of research and that of coordination for the creation of co-ops and business in the program and enterprises for narrative and other structures. Nowhere are we dealing with that coordination. I thought that it would be covered under 4.12 in those two paragraphs there. If I'm not wrong, Dr. Swart, comprehensive rural development program will be the focus area for that. Research and the creation of co-ops, and therefore coordination between yourselves and other stakeholders would fall in this area. Thank you. So we want to include it there. And the rest it will be about the one for co-ops and enterprises will be on the second paragraph where we deal with job creation. And the one for research perhaps will get into the top paragraph where you deal with your interaction with NGOs and other departments. But you see, it says there you coordinate and integrate your services with those of other government departments. Well, services may include everything, but we wanted to be specific on research. I know that services could include research. We turned it here, was there? You will think that they were ignoring the effective parts of what you wanted to tell us.
the research we do is to support the improved services, the new ways of delivering services.
So creation for the youth
I think if we can delete that under the terms job creation for the youth through the LARISEC program was also welcomed.
Thank you, Chairperson. 4.2 in Ngonema Transport. The committee expressed concern that of the 8 board members, only 2 appeared before the committee. The committee insisted that at least majority of the board members should appear before the committee during consideration of the state plan and the annual report in order to respond to some of the critical concerns that the committee could raise. The committee raised the following concerns. There are a number of projects that the strategic plan and the APP for 2012-13 did not address. For example, the history book project, construction of the new administrative block, how the ITB continues to deal with the matter of the rates and taxes for municipalities and the review of the ITP legislation. Four structures are involved in land management in areas under its jurisdiction, that is national and provincial government, municipalities, and the ITP. The role of coordination for development and its interface with the work that the CRDP is doing was not discussed, especially under the context within which the ITP operates. The committee was of the view that poor coordination or lack of could have negative implications for the work of the ITP. The targets for land audit were not clear, and the committee was of the view that this could be more clarified. The committee expressed concerns with regard to lack of provision for payment of the municipal rates. This is an example of case brought before the court by Etegwin Metro was referred to. The committee raised a question that in the event that the court rules in favor of the Etegwin Metro, where would the fund to cover the cost come from? It could create certain contingent liabilities for the board. 5, recommendation. In view of the observations of the committee during consideration of the budget and the APP of the department and the ITB, the following recommendations are made.
On page 11, the last bullet, the bottom of the page, the second sentence, we can't start with "an," so we must say the example of the case brought before the court. called by the Tequeni Metro was referred to. And then at the end, second last sentence, where would the funds to cover the cost come from?
I noted something on the same sentence that you have identified, that the role of coordination for the development and interface with CRDP, because CRDP is a program. So we delete all this, the work that CRDP is doing, because it seems as if CRDP is a person with another institution, was not clearly stated by IT, by ITP. ITP report APPA. The next sentence, maybe.
Remember that Iwonyima Trust is supposed to be looking after the benefits of those communities within their area of jurisdiction. So if they ignore working with other entities, they will not be able to maximize the benefit to the people. And also there's a likelihood of conflict. Because in the event where a single department of state comes there, ITP is doing something else, because they are not coordinating, they may conflict. They may even create two or three committees that may conflict against each other or with each other. So I think the issue about its omission is an important matter. But change the sentence from the role of coordination for development.
Maybe if they can also refresh through your chair.
And it's not the role of coordination. It's the coordination that is missing.
The lack of coordination.
Because what we want to do is insist that the ITP coordinates its activities under that area of leadership with all other stakeholders there, rather than them operating alone. Because they're defeating the peoples. Help me, Mr. Gautier.
Five Fund One, Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. And of an operational plan for the APP discussed in this report should be submitted to the Committee on Rural Development and Land Reform within a month after the tabling of the APP at the committee. 5.1.2, the department should consider filling vacancies in key and strategic positions to enable it to enhance delivery on services, especially in policy development, finalization of surveys and registration of state land, as well as the development of a comprehensive immovable asset register. The committee further recommends that the department should submit progress report within 3 months after adoption of this report by the National Assembly. 5.1.3 should be. The Commission on Restitution of Land Rights should, within 2 months after adoption of this report, submit a report on the extent of the outstanding land claims, both state land and private properties. Such a report should provide statistical analysis of the kinds of land claims and stages at which those claims are, and detailed plans to ensure that all the land claims are finalized in the MTF period, and the total estimates for cost requirements for finalization of land claims, as well as funding mechanism and strategy for post-settlement. 5.4. Within 2 months after adoption of this report by the National Assembly, the department should submit a comprehensive report including financial statements on the work done under its legal services project, land rights management facilities, in addition to the legal representation for farm dwellers. The report should detail work done with regard to mediation and conciliation for land reform projects, especially the communal property associations. 5.1.5, transformation of the skewed patterns of land ownership in South Africa through the program of land redistribution should be given to priority alongside recapitalization and development of projects. 5.1.6, there should be a clear distinction of performance indicators for the agricultural land holding account from the rest of the program to ensure straightforward measuring of performance with regard to distribution of land acquired under agricultural land holding account. 5.1.7, the delivery forums should be capacitated to ensure that real coordination that allows for bottom-up initiatives and integration of service delivery. 5.2, Ngonyama Transport. The ITP should report to the committee within 2 months after the adoption of this report on the state of affairs with regard to the history book of Zulu King, which was initiated by the ITP but has not been completed to date. 5.2.2, within a month after adoption of this report, the ITP should report on a strategy to address the challenge of paying rates and taxes to municipalities and metros. 5.2.3, the ITP should submit an operational plan that details how it would perform and spend budget proposed. It should further report to the committee about progress in implementation of the plan on a quarterly basis.
Our members, we're looking at both the recommendations that have been omitted, and we're looking at also the ones that are here, so that we have a complete report to the House. Yes, Hon.
7.2, the department should consider filling vacancies. We said that's not a recommendation. If it says 5.1.2, the department should consider filling vacancies, that can't be a recommendation. We must say they must fill the strategic or the priority vacancies. We must be quite definitive about what we want to say. 5.1.4, second sentence, program of land redistribution should be given priority, not given to priority. And then 5.1.6, the delivery forum should be capacitated to ensure that real coordination that allows for bottom-up initiatives and integration of service delivery. What? I mean, that sentence needs to be recrafted to make sense, Chair. And then 5.2.3 on the last page, the ITB should submit an operational plan that details how it would spend the budget proposed, because an operational plan talks about the performance. So I would just that we should write, the ITB should submit an operational plan that details how it would spend the proposed budget, or the budget proposal.
Okay, we have to deal with the two outstanding matters. One we discussed, the other one we did not put as a recommendation. The first one is that because the Honorable Dr. Swart left and said only 2 minutes. Well, the 2 minutes became longer, but still have not given us a report, because It is the report.
Chair, of the two articulations of cumulative reporting, the one that was provided by my colleague, Rudiji Achery, is the correct one, yes. In other words, of the MTEF, there's going to be a total of 1,441 recapped farms. 416, 500, and 525.
And the second one relates to a recommendation that we should have, should be added on 5.2.4. The ITB should submit, a plan on how they plan to distribute the 90% that they collect. Currently, it's shooting in the dark. I'm assuming that the communities that are earmarking are 23, or Zingabi, the 249, where they're collecting money from. And then the 90%, where is it going to go? Remember that they are still recruiting communities to join, and yet they are not recruiting the collection of money. They must submit a plan. It should be a recommendation 5.2.4. Where is the 90% going to go to? We always need a blank check. They can send it anywhere. Yes.
Maybe also as we work that in terms of the plan, we also may want to say the alignment of the CRPP. The alignment of that plan,
yeah,
in terms of the development of the community.
And Davuya, I'm so happy. I was assuming that when we included that coordination with other stakeholders in their area of jurisdiction, we included that, but in the recommendation is vital that it is reflected. Are we done? My leaders here will do, they will then effect all the changes. You must keep your one that you made notes on, then they will put all the changes together and post them on your emails. And we then, if we receive no comments by Tuesday, we will then place it. Because remember, there's a tree. The 3-day rule before we debate should apply. Agreed? No. We're not adopting today. With all these changes, they must see the changes effected. Then we will adopt. We want to have comments, and any comments that say, we are not agreeing with this report as it stands will then affect how we adopt the report. Remember that we're debating on the 15th of May. So today is the 2nd. So Pumla, you are not losing a week if next week, Wednesday, including in the other agenda items, we finalize the report. Ningam Nakala, don't panic. Stay prepared. Oh, you, Kosiam, we made a huge omission here. If you read the report, you will note that continuously it says the department together with the commission. The department together with the commission, consistently. And the real reason why we have been doing so is because you have not amended the act that created the commission. Remember, the act created the commission as a standalone structure. Whereas, Nina, you have incorporated it as a program.
So you have to amend the law. If you don't amend the law, you next time you come here, you give us a standalone report of the commission. You must choose which one you want. Because, you know, we're lawmakers. We must insist that you obey the laws we made. Even if I was not here in 1994, the law was made that created the commission as a standalone entity. So bring a separate report or amend the law. That's right. Thank you very much. Oh, we must include it in the recommendations as well. So that it's not a nice conversation. It's the committee speaking to you guys.
Jay, would that be PowerPoint
1.9? The recommendation is that the committee recommends that the department within the law submit a standalone report of that entity. Alternatively, they must amend that law. You can phrase it in English. On that note of the amending of the law, you see, the meeting is adjourned. See you next week on Wednesday.